Hello and welcome everyone to Combox, and I have Varun and Pratib here with me today, and we have joined to make an all-time 12 for Rajasthan Royals, which is actually Pratib's favorite team because it is his home state, and
let's go.
He also has the honors to do the first pick, so take it right away.
All right, so before I get into the first pick, I also kind of want to understand how easy or tough was it for y'all to pick the 12? Because I feel like when I was sitting to pick the 12, some names are fairly obvious. They just pick themselves.
Yeah,
the rest is going to be very interestingly rogue. So I want to see which direction it goes in. But like before I make my first pick, I just want to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with you. Glaringly obvious and some absolute rogue ones.
So. Yeah. I think like 8 to 9 players are pretty sorted in this team. Even if you look at the positions and everything, but I think we might have to make a few sacrifices if we have to make the team more balanced, is what I was thinking. Because first I was thinking of the four foreigners, but if we pick the four best foreigners, we might not have the best balance as well. So, I mean, I don't know. Let's see how we guys go ahead with it. So, right. I mean, Pratib, you have the honors. Go ahead.
Cool. So, first pick is mine. I'll go in terms of batting order. And at the top, it's Joss Butler, who has to start, I think, is the most obvious pick. That also fills our overseas slot. But do you guys have any contention or any opposition to Joss Butler?
I don't contend with him. I'm just surprised you picked him first.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, he's also one of the elites, I would say. So, not much of an issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think Joss
Butler is absolutely gun, isn't he? I think Shayan and I were discussing recently. He already has a case to be a top 10 IPL batter without any difficulty.
And
if he has a few more good seasons,
I mean, I'll go even higher on that list. Numbers also, right? Because I mean, for Rajasthan, all-time scored 3,000 runs. I think he is their second highest run scorer, if I'm not wrong. Let's see. Yeah, he's their second highest run getter. Does a good job. 43 average, 147 strike rate. Even by true numbers, he is a true average of 12.7. True strike rate of plus 17. So, things are going in his favor, which is why I thought we seemed like the obvious first pick opening the batting for me.
Yeah. All right, then I have the next pick. Yeah. I think I will go with the man who, you know, revolutionized Rajasthan Royals in some ways right at the start of the IPL. And of course, I will go in with my leg spin bias and the only captain to have won a title for the Rajasthan Royals, which is Shane Warne. I think I was a bit unlucky to not catch Shane Warne at Rajasthan. Like, I barely remember anything, to be honest. Maybe like 2011, if he plays for them. Yeah, I think he plays for them in 2011. Very vague memories of him right towards the end of his career. But, dude, I think he is the player who, if you just listen to all the young Indian players speak about him, it's the impact that he has had on them, right? And it's not just his leadership and his captaincy. As they often say, he was the best captain Australia never had, right? But it's also his bowling. So, if you just look at his numbers, he took 57 wickets and he had a true economy of 0.22. And a true wickets per 4 overs of 0.06, which is, I think, a pretty decent combination, all things considered, considering this was not prime Shane Warne or anything. I mean, if we're talking
old,
about like late 90s, if we were talking about T20 cricket back then,
exactly.
And he still does more than good on both the metrics, right? Like, he's a pretty solid player to have, I think. And we might actually be able to go in with two leg spinners, to be honest. And that will really, you know, annoy Pratib, so I'm even more here for it.
I was trying to make such a strong case for off spinners, but okay, that's something that we'll get to. But Shayan, on your point of Warne being that leggy that's just around everyone, right? Because I mean, early Jaddu, he in a way also kind of enabled a pick that we will come to, I think, a hitter who has a true strike rate, which is insane. I'm sure we'll get to that. But he enabled a lot of those Indian players, even someone like Swapnil Asnodkar, for example, comes from Goa. No one's really heard of him. And then he goes on to have a really good start. Of course, he tapers off a bit towards the end. But like, it's just all Warne's genius in that squad. He also ended up getting equity. And so now his kids are reaping the rewards of that Rajasthan Royals sale. So congrats to them. Yeah.
How much of that is true though? I don't know what percentage of equity he has in Rajasthan Royals. Because
it's
apparently,
it was something like 0.75% per season. And he plays, 3-4 seasons? Mm-hmm. So that's 0.75 times whatever it is. I don't know how true it is, but I sure know that he had some kind of stake. So,
Possibly. Because he was involved with Rajasthan Royals for quite some time, right? Like, even after he retired and everything, like he used to always be around the team, I think.
But again, he was also,
wasn't he also the coach in the first season?
Yeah, he was.
Coach come player captain. And he also has this one innings, right? I think he makes 22 not out of 9. I can't remember who it was against. Was it Deccan Chargers or was it Mumbai? But against one of those teams, Simons. I think he has like a gun innings as well and he wins them the game. Yeah, so Deccan Chargers.
He hits it against Simons, right?
In the first season, if I'm not wrong. 22 not out. Yeah, he did it against Simons, exactly. I was just watching the highlights of that recently.
All right, so I have back-to-back picks, right?
I feel like I already know.
I will be disappointed if you don't.
I mean, it's got to be Shane Watson and Yusuf Pathan, isn't it? Those two have to go back to back.
Too straightforward. Yeah.
I got to be honest. I expected those two to go first. I did not expect to get either of them.
I really wanted to pick Pathan, but I knew Varun just has a huge liking. I think in one of the episodes, I think in the KKR one, you'd also named yourself Pathan. So I was like, might as well let Varun get this pick, dude.
Yeah.
That's fair. I think, I'm obsessed with Yusuf Pathan.
Take it away, Varun.
Valid.
Without a shadow.
That makes the two of us.
He's so underrated, man. He's so underrated as a cricketer. And again, like, so for Rajasthan Royals, we could see the most devastating version of him, right? Because Shane Warne is the only one that has a brain that knows how to use him, as we've found out. You think it's not very difficult, but the way you, if you see the way MS Dhoni uses him in T20 internationals, it is apparently quite difficult to use him well. So credit to Shane Warne for actually being the only one to use him well, right? Overall, a true striker of 41.
I will say one thing, which is ridiculous. True striker of 41, but if you actually look at his batting position, like where all he bats in the order, it is a bit all over the place. Like it's, I don't think he has a set position per se because he does bat at 4, 5, 6. Like I was just filtering by batting position to see what is the best.
Again,
position and innings, right?
No, because again, that's going back to, again, Shane Warne having a brain. So he uses Yusuf Pathan when it's ideal for him, which is coming in and bashing spin around that 8th or 9th over.
Empty points,
So that's why the batting position varies, which is exactly how he's supposed to be. Also, by the way,
I agree.
57 versus spin. 57, right? In his first three seasons, two of those, he has a striker over 200 versus spin, right? I think it's only recently that Abhishek Sharma has that. No one else did it for all these things. And I hear people say he's an overrated slogger. Idiots. Yeah. Anyone that says it. Also, I have currently on the 11, I have both of them.
I would take that overrated slogger every day.
Give me that overrated slogger.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So on the team, I have Shane Watson at 4 and Yusuf at 5. Does that make sense?
Yes, I have the same thing.
Same. I had the same. Exactly.
So Shayan, it's you again.
All right, then. I will pick the man who actually was the captain for the Rajasthan Royals till he left very recently and joined the Chennai Super Kings. And obviously, one of their iconic players, someone who has been there for Rajasthan since the start. And, you know, that 2013 period, because 2012 I believe he was with KKR and then he didn't play then, but I think he debuts for Rajasthan Royals back in 2013, and then from that period until now it had been quite the ride. And I actually quite liked his captaincy stint as well. I thought he did a pretty decent job, and I would say we have seen many different versions of Sanju Samson. Like, we've seen the mature version as well, who, you know, you can bank on and the guy who will get the job done, but also the version who, you know, scores a lot of runs at the start of the season and then just tapers off. But I think, again, it comes back to Varun's point, right? I think it was Saurabh, right? He did this piece on Sanju Samson last year, and then there was a footmarks as well. So they were talking about how underrated an IPL player even Sanju Samson is, because his numbers, he doesn't have the volume of runs per season that you would, you know, expect from a top order player. But the fact that he would do it at such good rates and back in those times, right? Like, now maybe the league has caught up with him and he's more closer to, you know, a par-ish strike rate. But to be very honest, for the longest time, he was quite the batter when it came to scoring fast. And I think that his true strike rate would pretty much reflect that if we just look at his numbers. So over a larger sample size, he has a true strike rate of +9, which I think makes sense for so many seasons. And considering the league only got faster like in the last three seasons, roughly, with the impact sub era coming in, I would take that.
Also,
and a lot of that includes his development years as well, right?
That's it's the not other thing.
Exactly. Correct. So I would actually have him opening the innings with Butler. That was actually a good opening partnership for them, well, wasn't it?
I feel like you missed an obvious opener, baby.
Yeah, I want to say that too.
Oh shit, no. But my bad. Yes. He will go one down. I forgot completely. I had him number 3 only. I had him listed at 3. For some reason, I don't know why. I think it's the T20 World Cup fever. No, I think it's fine. Yeah, I have him at 3 too. My bad.
Yeah, with Samson, I think even the leadership point is good, right? Because 22 and 24, Rajasthan makes it to the playoffs. I don't think any other captain gets them there twice. And I mean, that's the time when I'd kind of started rewatching the IPL properly. So it was nice from a Rajasthan point of view. Unfortunate that we couldn't go the distance either of the times. But yeah, so Samson gets brownie points as captain as well. He's probably the vice captain in this lineup, right? You have one who's probably going to be captain and then Samson comes in. But okay, so it is my pick next.
You have two.
I have two. That's right. Ooh. Yeah. Cool. So I'll go Jaiswal opening the innings.
Yeah.
I think it's fairly straightforward because... firstly, volume of runs, but also just his true numbers. If you have, okay, even if you have a look at his normal numbers, has got 2000 plus runs, averaging 35 at 152. And if you look at his true strike rate, that's 18, that's nearly 19. So clearly keeping up with the times, doing much, much better. Left-handed, young, and he's already in the top few run getters. I think he's probably fifth highest run getter already. So Jaiswal becomes an obvious pick for me. And then the next one is where it starts to get a little tricky. Oh, actually, this one's still pretty straightforward. I'll pick Chahal. I mean, it's two leg spinners in the squad, but I don't think there's too much to contest that as well. Chahal, once again, has really good numbers.
He's the leading wicket taker, right? Isn't he?
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah, 66
wickets. Two teams, he is the leading wicket taker, actually.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Does it at 8.3, gets true wickets per 4 overs of 0.4, true economy of 0.2. So yeah, all things considered, I think Chahal kind of picks himself. Although you do have, this was like my only confusion because knowing the advocate that I am for off-spin, I wanted to see if there's a way that one of these leg spinners miss out, but it's really tough. Like, Vaughn has to play and then Chahal also picks himself. So what can you do?
Yeah. Exactly.
And because you have Shane Watson, you have a third teamer.
That too is for your top seven favorite even, team. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also a good one. Yeah, and even Watson can even bowl with the new ball, right? Like, we've seen that ability in him. I can't remember what exactly he does for the Rajasthan Royals, like what phases he's best in. But I believe he has had phases where, you know, he's done well with the new ball. So, I think we can come to that when we decide the final 12. And I have the next
Watson,
pick, right?
Watson, he's not only there.
Yeah,
Shane, go for it. Yeah.
No, go on. I have time.
Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible now. I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN.
Oh, no. What I was saying with Watson is I didn't quite realize how much they used him as a bowler also because he's fourth highest run getter, but he's also third highest wicket taker all time, which was very interesting. It's not something I clocked while watching. So,
Speaking of wicket takers, you could pay me all the money in the world. I would never guess the second highest wicket taker.
Oh, yeah. He's on my team.
Ashay on you again, bro.
Interesting. Oh, dude, I am actually confused because the issue with this team is, should I go for the more balanced? So we have three foreigners done, right? We already have Butler, we have Watson, and we have Vaughn. So there is only scope to pick one more.
That's right.
I'm wondering if I should pick the star pacer or if I should pick the finisher. Because otherwise, finishing is going to be a massive issue in this team if we don't pick the finisher. And to some extent, maybe we can mitigate the lack of the star pacer. I don't know, like, I initially had him listed, but then 6 and 7 was empty for me, which is like hilarious that those two spots were empty. And I honestly couldn't tell what to do. So I was like, I'll figure it out on the fly. Like, let's see what happens. So I think I will go with Shimron Hetmyer then. I know Jofra Archer might have had the better career when we purely look at the numbers for Rajasthan Royals, but you need someone to finish games.
Were you thinking about different
the Indian finishers are just not
it. Yeah, I was thinking about two completely different people.
No, I see.
Not even Shimron Hetmyer.
I see what you're saying. I know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But I think I'll go with Shimron Hetmyer. Yeah.
Oh, very interesting.
That has completely thrown me.
Yeah, that has thrown me off too. Because I mean, can I say who I had? Or like, is there, are we going to contest?
Yeah, we can't. There's overseas are done. So did you have Faulkner too, by the way?
I had Faulkner too, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Faulkner, yes. Yeah, I was thinking of Faulkner,
yeah.
but...
Yeah. Because you also need to realize that Rajasthan basically had Faulkner at his prime. Like, this is when he was dominating
Varun, you ODIs
and T20s and winning those games.
You won't let me change my pick.
That's fine. Yeah, yeah, I would. Of course, I would.
Will you let me change
I don't know why Soyun and Saurabh say I don't let you change your pick.
Yeah, that is why.
Yeah, I would.
Yesterday, we were complaining how, you know, you're tyrannical and, you know, if Behram was there, he would let us change our picks.
No, I will let you change your picks. You want Faulkner.
So, yes, I will tell you what happened yesterday. So, actually, Saurabh ended up picking Jason Holder for Lucknow and I told him, no, it is Naveen Ul Haq who has the better number. So, let's just, you know, just think about it sort of thing. But
yeah,
I just told him that. And then he was like, okay, can I change my pick? I was like, go ahead. We don't have Varun around.
Oh, okay,
so, now that I think of it, yes, because with Faulkner, we also get a bowling option. I had thought about him. I don't know why I completely forgot about him right now. So, yeah, I think let's go for it. James Faulkner it is, because James Faulkner has 47 wickets and he does it at a true economy of 0.03, true wickets of minus 0.15, but that's fine. Like, he's not going to be like your frontline bowler per se. You can use him in certain situations.
I was actually looking at it. So what happens with him is he has one very good season with the ball, one very good season with the bat, but neither of those overlap. So he's terrible with the bat in the season he's very good with the ball. And he's terrible with the ball in the season he's very good with the bat. And he doesn't play much in 2015, unfortunately. So,
yeah. So, true average of 4, true strike rate of 1.6. So, like, yeah, I think you can have him as a number 7, which is, like, he has okay enough numbers. And as Varun says, he's either batting well or bowling well. I know there is an element of volatility with that. But to be honest, I saw Hetmyer's stats and I was like, it looks good. But when I saw the true numbers, he's actually negative on true strike rate. So, and there have been games he has not been able to finish. I know he's had some good times as well with Rajasthan Royals. I know. And actually, this year he might be very crucial for them, right? Like, if they use him the right way, who knows what can be done because of the form that he was in the World Cup. But I think, I think James Faulkner is fair then. I think we'll go with him at 7. I actually had Archer in my initial team, as I was saying. But then numbers 6 and 7 were, you know, really confusing me because I had no idea who to pick. So, Faulkner goes in at 7 for you guys as well.
I think Cheyenne has...
Faulkner is 7 probably. For me, yes.
Yeah, Faulkner... Faulkner actually was 6 for me, but that's because I wanted to get in an offie. I mean, we'll come to that. But, yeah. You know, Hetmyer would have made it except for his last season. I think he just bottled too many games, which has, like, brought down a lot of his numbers. Yeah.
So, I have 2 picks in a row now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess I will go Sandeep Sharma because I don't know who else to go for.
Let's go. That's a good shout. I had him too.
Sorry, I think we are at the rogue territory already, much sooner than I thought. I picked Sandeep.
Sandeep?
Yeah,
makes sense. I had him too.
And then, who else is there for them? overseas.
Overseas is done,
I don't
done,
actually remember.
You have 4 overseas.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God, I could. This pick would make Rob very happy if I go for him, but I can't. I don't think I will.
Are you choosing on number of 6s?
No. No, I'm choosing on vibes.
Okay, fair.
I'll just take Ashwin, I guess. I'll put him as a 12th man for now. But we could always... No, we could always pick him in the team. I don't mind. I'll just leave the option open.
That's my offie quota.
And that's my picks done. Thank God for that. All right. So, Cheyenne is back to you.
All right. Then we have Ashwin as well. And we have him as 12th, right? So, we need another number 6 and we need a bowler. I think I will make my job easier. Just pick another bowler. Which bowler makes the most sense is worth considering. Because we cannot go with an overseas pick now. Overseas will cause us some issues. Because we basically can't. We have our 4 overseas done. But we need an Indian bowler. And who is going to be that Indian bowler? I honestly have no idea. To be very honest. What is the minimum? We have 15, right? We cannot go for less than that.
Yeah.
What's 15?
Innings.
No, I'm saying minimum 15 games is what we can go with, right? There are a couple of options. I was wondering if Prasidh Krishna would make sense because he does have a solid true economy for them, 0.28. And he's that sort of bowler who you can use through the middle overs as well. I think I will just go with him then. Prasidh Krishna it is.
Interesting shout.
So did you guys have
him? No, I did not have Prasidh. I had Siddharth Trivedi.
Yeah, I know he has the second most wickets. Yes. Yeah. I am aware of that. But I was not sure where to fit him in. Like,
No, the only reason I didn't pick him because I have no recollection of him bowling at all.
Oh, okay. Dude, he was a very, I mean, medium pace would just keep hitting good length.
Is he a left-arm seamer? Oh, is he? I'm not thinking of a different one.
He was just right-arm.
He's not left. Yeah, yeah. He's not left-arm for sure.
Yeah. I think, yeah, like, I remember Rajasthan having a couple of these right-arm medium paces, right? I think they had, I mean, they had Siddharth Trivedi. They had.
I was actually thinking of Munaf. That's the other one.
Yeah, I know. That was the other one. Even I was thinking of. But, you know, for some reason, I feel like with Prasidh, we have seen that in a more evolved era of T20, he has shown the tools. I know it might not directly make sense for the Rajasthan Royals always, but I, as a first change bowler, I think he's a good option to have, you know. Especially, I know, the funny thing is his good season. Munaf. Sorry?
Munaf.
No, no, I was talking about Prasidh. That's why I picked Prasidh, right? Because I rate him as a first change bowler. Can do a job through the middle overs. Like, one over in the power play, maybe one at the end. So, that sort of a bowler I think we can have in this team.
Fair.
So what if you also didn't have him,
Who, sorry? Prasidh.
Did you have Prasidh?
Yeah, I had him as one of the seamers. So, I didn't have Vaughan because I had Jofra. That's the one difference I had.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that because I was contemplating. They had to sacrifice on one of them, at least for balance.
Fair. Cool. Okay, so last pick, right? And I have to go for a batter, I think. Someone who's batting in the middle order.
Yeah, number six.
This is going to be interesting because in my this thing, I had Faulkner at six. I had Ashwin at seven. So I'd like gone a little easy on the batting and I'd lengthened the bowling lineup a bit. Also because Archer wasn't playing. So I just picked up Indian seamers. So I picked up Sandeep Sharma, Siddharth Trivedi, these guys. Now, if I am to pick a batter, this becomes very interesting. I might just go...
You could pick Hetma's bottle job partner in crime if you want. On potential.
On potential you can.
Who? Oh, yeah. I was Hetma's thinking partner in crime. I was thinking Jurel.
He still has good numbers.
Because
no one else
have
does
for else, right? Because Namanoja.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Parag bats in the
because,
top four.
You know, very interesting.
Oja can't play pace.
Yeah, Parag bats. Yeah, fair. Yeah, I think I'll
By
go
the way, Namanoja, I need to get this out.
Yeah, go on.
Namanoja has the most extraordinary record I think I've seen. His strike rate versus spin is like 165. Versus pace is like 103. Why the hell was he opening the bat? I think that's the one thing Wani got wrong.
Dude, but
and he never hit spin outside for anything.
Varun, but if you look at his numbers opening, he's actually got a really good strike rate opening the innings for some odd reason. Even I couldn't figure out.
Yeah, I think that's
what
partly
exactly
because
happened.
He was blocking all the paces out and just smashing spin when he set.
Okay. All right, then in that case, Jurel it is for me. So who's your 12th?
So let me read the 12th is Ashwin.
Ashwin will be 12th then, right? Yeah.
So I'm just going to read the team and then the individual picks out. So the final 11 we have is Joss Butler and Jaiswal opening the batting, Sanju Samson at 3, Shane Watson, Yusuf Pathan, Dhruv Jurel at 6, James Faulkner at 7, Shane Warne, Yuzi Chahal, Prasidh Krishna, Sandeep Sharma, and Ravichandran Ashwin as our number our 12th man. So if we go to the individual picks, Pratip picked Joss Butler, Yashasvi Jaiswal, Yuzvendra Chahal, and Dhruv Jurel. Shayan went with Shane Warne, Sanju Samson, James Faulkner, and Prasidh Krishna. And finally, I went with Shane Watson, Yusuf Pathan, Sandeep Sharma, and Ravichandran Ashwin.
Nice.
I like this team, guys. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
it's a good team.
It's one of my favorite teams we picked.
Yeah, I think we did a good job here. Yeah. Well, what if I didn't change it to Faulkner, though? Then we wouldn't have as much bowling. But how many bowling options do we have now?
We have six proper bowlers
six
and
proper
Yusuf
bowlers
has
and
Yusuf. A seventh bowler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even so, let's say even if we picked Hetmeyer, like, we'd still have five bowlers and Yusuf, right? So it's not too bad.
Who takes I'm just thinking. So let's say Shane Watson and Sandeep take the new ball.
Correct.
You have Faulkner for the death, Prasidh for the middle.
Yeah.
As the seamer.
And Warne and Chen.
Yeah, that works well then.
Yeah.
You have Chahal. If you can use Yusuf as a matchup bowler versus lefties.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the other thing is the most important thing. You cannot bowl spin to that top five. Every one of them can hit spin, right? All of them slaughter it at their peak.
Yeah, that's
all the Rajasthan versions of it. So I love it.
Yeah. Too good. I think we've done a good job here, guys.
Any honorable mentions of people who could have made it? I guess we mentioned Munaf and Trivedi.
See, I was thinking of Stuart Binnie, not because like he's a great player or anything, but maybe somewhere at, you know, in that lower order and some bowling, he could give you some sort of balance. But I think he didn't bowl enough for my liking. Maybe if he bowled more, you could at least consider him. Or if he had a better strike rate as well. I think on both those fronts, he was a bit low. But like, I think he has been a player who you sort of associate with them. So, I mean, I'm not saying he's the 13th best player in that Rajasthan Royals have ever had, but, you know, it's probably worth discussing him in terms of balance. Obviously, we mentioned Trivedi, right? He has the second most wickets. Decent numbers as well. Like, if his raw numbers are 7.58 economy, strike rate of 23.1, it will be interesting to see his, you know, adjusted numbers. So, he's plus on true economy, 0.06, and 0.04 on true wickets as well. So, you know, I think we can make a case that either of him, you know, Trivedi or, you know, who was I saying? Yeah, Avesh Khan or Munaf Patel could also replace Prasidh Krishna. But I think I've just gone with potential in this case. And I think that is like, that's not much of an issue for us. We had to make a sacrifice at some point. And, you know, ideally, if you're talking about the best players, obviously you want both Jofra Archer and Shane Warne in that case. But Archer can't bat as well as Faulkner. You know, he has slogged the ball a bit for Rajasthan. I know we've all seen that. And I think he would be a good, very good number 8, someone who can hit the ball at 8 or even a 9. But 7, I think I'm not confident about Archer at 7. So we had to go with Faulkner.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think that's a fair shot.
Let's say
the other one is Rahane. I think the other one is Rahane we missed. And Parag, the issue with Parag is he's recently been very good.
Exactly.
But he's again a number 3 and number 4.
Yeah.
He's not replacing Sanju or Watson, is he?
That's what. Exactly.
That's not happening.
Yeah. I was also thinking about him. Yeah.
Dude,
with Jurail, what are Jurail's true stats? He's plus 6 on true average and minus 3 on true strike rate. That makes sense. He has bottled a few games. So.
Hetmyer is very similar, isn't he? So.
Yeah. They're both actually very similar. You're right. I don't think
even the raw numbers are very similar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 30-150-ish. And they've not always been bad. I think that is the hilarious thing. Don't you remember when Jurail first came on the scene? Everybody was so excited about him. But to be honest, I think we were talking about this, right, Varun, last time. He feels like more of a top-order player, like someone who can bat at number 3. That is the sort of player that he is. Yeah, I don't know how confident I am about him finishing games. So, I mean, let's see how, you know, Rajasthan...
I mean, he is the number 3 in List A cricket, isn't it, for his state team.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's very good there. But again, I think, I think as I was also saying, I don't mind him at number 5 because I'm sick and tired of these idiots all choosing to bat in the top 3.
but at some point...
Some talented Indian batsers bat in the middle order, please. I don't want this repeat of the situation we had before.
I see what you're saying, but then, you know, they sort of messed up their season last year because of that. Although it could just be bad luck as well, guys. Like, anybody can have one bad season and maybe this is where we'll see...
They did a good job taking like a couple of games to the last over, right? And it looked like they were there and then they just bottled it. So it was just a case of...
Didn't they bottle 9 runs off the last over twice?
Yeah.
And 18 of 12 versus Aussies.
And 18 of 12,
yeah.
I think there was a KKR game to bottle as well.
Was it 2 9 of 6s or just 1?
There was 2 9 of 6s, 1 18 of 12.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
18 of 12 versus RCB, which was 2 into 9 of 6, which was the joke. And then there was a KKR game where Parag goes nuts and they were well ahead and they bottle it.
There was a Jaiswal
game versus Punjab where they were well ahead and they bottle it. There's like 5 or 6 games which like the odds of them doing that again is very low. I will give the team that.
Yeah.
Even like some of the Jurail or Hetmyer.
If we're talking about their number 3, they might be better off having Hetmyer there, right, in the current form. And they'll probably have Jaiswal and Samson. We can actually talk about that well, right? Like, we're done in less than half an hour. We can actually look forward to their
team. Let's just do the super chat and then we can do that, I think. The super chat, So, Gautam is saying, missing Rob, could have named himself Ajit Chand. That is very true. What a throwback that is, by the way.
Talking about him. That he's
In fact, I brought it up in the chat. Can we put Ajit Chand?
Yes.
But dude, I don't think he's played even 15 games. Like, I think he's played only like 12. Not even a season. I don't think Varun's even given his true value.
Yeah, must be less than 15.
That's how less he's paid. Yeah.
Well, even so, actually for Prasidh, I was talking about Prasidh, right? I picked him. He actually plays just one season, which is the 2022 one, but he plays 17 games in that. So he lasts the full season for Rajasthan Royals, and that is the year they make the final. So I think we can, you know, on that tax, it's a good pick. I'm just looking for reasons to justify. We'll take that.
Well, we'll let you pass. Yeah, to be fair, Prasidh did have a good season there. And then
I remember he got Kohli out in the playoff match. Yeah, Kohli was in career worst form. And he was fending off and like he got him out. So like at that time was not very surprising, to be honest. But yeah, Prasidh had a good year.
Fair.
I once made a pair in a club game, which is almost impossible to do. But I've been obsessed with batting my entire life. And so I put that into my new book, The Art of Batting. Being that I'm not very good at that skill, I decided to talk to other people who were. So I hit up as many contacts as I could just to talk about batting. Rahul Dravid, Brian Lara, AB de Villiers, Kumar Sangakkara, Ross Taylor, Susie Bates, Nasser Hussain, Ian Chappell, and so many, many, many more. I wanted batters to talk about how they and their friends made runs, because that is the art of batting.
Yeah, we can do the team for this season if you want.
You want to do what?
Let's do that.
They're playing 11 for this season.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
All right. That would be interesting.
Obviously, Jaiswal and Suryavanshi will be opening. I think that is correct. Obvious. Yeah,
do we want Hetmyer 3, Tarak 4, Jurel 5?
Yeah, I like that, I think. Yeah. Mm. I'll take that.
But do you think they'll send Hetmyer that high up?
Yeah, he plays a 3 or 4 for West Indies, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah. He was so good at number 3, right?
But I mean, he's not done that. Oh, but to be fair, Samson was around. So, yeah, that's a good shout.
They have freed up that. Even Butler, Butler was not there in the last season.
I was watching Cricken First videos on it. So, I think Gaurav Sundaresan was saying, apparently, that the Rajasthan team believe a lot in a left-handed finisher. So, it's why they wanted Hetty at 6. And that's why they retain him ahead of Butler. Because at the Sawai Mansingh Stadium, one side is always shorter than the other. Oh, it becomes very important for them. So because the thing is, now they have Jadeja, they might use Hetty at the top now. That's what he was saying, which makes sense in theory.
Yeah, that it does. But, yeah. So we have the top five.
And then Jadeja at 7.
Jadeja at 7 makes sense. Who is the number 6?
They'll pick Archer. I'm not sure. I think Ferreira or Shanaka, one of them.
Yeah, Shanaka makes sense, I would say, maybe. But Ferreira more of Shanaka a spin basher, from what I remember? Yeah. Like, at the end, wouldn't you want someone who can bash pace more? So, I think Shanaka makes more sense. Just off the top of my head, I'll have to go through the numbers in detail. And, you know, they also have Lohan De Pretorius, actually, you know. I mean, obviously, he's not going to play, but that is an exciting talent for
there's no
him
place
to have.
For him.
Yeah. I think if Hetmyer bottles the top order, you can always bring him in.
They might see him at 3, yeah.
But, like, Hetmyer has been really good, dude. Like, especially against spin, he has been ruthless. So, I think they should be back.
So, will they play Bishnoi, you reckon?
They need a spinner.
They should,
right?
They I don't see any reason.
Who is their best spinner?
They'll play Sandeep, I want to say.
Sandeep will play.
Yeah, they will play. Bishnoi Sandeep
will play. Archer will play. There's a bowling attack.
We have 8 Archer, 9
What's
we have.
What's the rest of the bowling attack?
They have Tushar Deshpande as well.
They have Mapaka, they have Berger.
Yes.
I don't know which
one. How many overseas can they pick for the bowlers?
Both had bad SA20s.
Who's the overseas? Which Shanaka will play? Hetmyer will play. Archer will play.
Hetmyer plays.
Even if one of Ferreira or Shanaka plays, they have one more. They can bring in Berger or Mafaka.
Yeah, they can go with 2 overseas picks. So either Berger or... I don't know about Adam Milne's fitness. Is he fit right now? If he is fit and ready to go, he could be an interesting one. Maybe, but...
I don't think he's ahead of Berger, in my opinion. I think Berger, so like Berger is really good when he's on...
No, I get what you're saying, but in the SA20, Adam Milne in the SA20 was good, dude. He took 11 wickets in 8 innings. Average of 16.27. Economy of 7.6. So, I think we can have one of the overseas pacers, depending upon who they like and have their combinations accordingly. We can do that. And they also have Vignesh Puthur, actually. If they need another spinner, they can probably go in that direction.
Apparently, but they also did a lot.
Yudhvir Singh,
Yudhvir Singh.
Yeah, correct. He's been with LSD as well, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's played for them too. You're right.
So they have options. I think it's a fun team there.
I'm not so confident about the bowling, to be very honest. Because even with Archer, you don't know. Like, right now, there is not that element of trust with Archer, if that makes sense. You don't know which version of him turns up. Like, he can go 3 for 20 or he can go none for 55. But I think that is the issue with their bowling for me. Batting
like
looks good, I think.
He usually turned up for Rajasthan, right? Like, if you look at his numbers overall, it seems that he is more or less turned up.
Overall, he is obviously one of their best bowlers ever.
Yeah.
But I think last season he was not so impressive. I want to say from what I can, you know, remember from watching the games. And I think it was partly down to him being not very consistent at times. Yeah. Warren, do we have other chats, super chats or any interesting chats?
I think we have just one chat. So the different people have put their 11s. We could read them.
Yeah, we can do that.
So Somesh, elite ball knowledge by him, I think. And now Anoj at 6. I think he was on my wavelength here. Bolt is an interesting one. I was thinking Bolt, but I didn't know how to get him in.
Yeah, yeah, same. Yeah, the issue
Shreyas Gopal is interesting.
Shreyas Gopal is an interesting shout. Yeah.
If we were playing RCB, he's my first pick.
Easily. And you know, I think basically what he's done is he didn't pick Shane Warne and he didn't pick Archer. So I think he's gone Bolt and Shreyas Gopal in place of them, and accordingly he's made the 11. What were you saying about Ojha at 6? Wasn't he more of a spin basher?
He was only a spin basher. It was not more of a...
Yeah. So why would he fit in at 6 then?
No, I was just thinking that's a rogue call if you want it. Yeah, if you want even more spin hit. Yeah.
Entry points.
Oh, Kevon Cooper is a good throwback.
I was going to bring up Kevon Cooper, but he just doesn't play long enough. I think he has one good season.
33 he's wickets,
up,
so.
Yeah, he's picked up wickets. But in fact, I think his two numbers are also both in the positive. So he does a good job there, but there are a few better pacers. Plus, like, the overseas thing comes up.
Would you say he has a case over Faulkner?
He could hit a long ball also. So
that's why I'm saying. Do you think he has a case over Faulkner?
No.
Or did he just not bat enough?
Vibes suggest no. I don't think he bats enough.
They also had Chris Morris, by the way.
Yeah, Morris was around.
Yeah.
But I think same thing. He doesn't play enough.
Yeah. So DVD, what was it? DVD. I don't know where the DVD's in. 906 says, Naman and Watson were quite an underrated opening duo. They had a season where they chased down 200 plus totals, if I remember correctly. I don't think Watson opens a lot in early seasons, does he?
He does.
It's only
Graham Smith.
It's later on he starts opening.
I can only see one.
Try a bunch of opening season, opening partners in the first couple of seasons.
So I actually have the opening partner stats ready in front of me, and Ojha and Watson actually have just one innings opening.
That's what I was thinking. Okay. Yeah,
I'm a bit confused then. Yeah, maybe misremembering something. Yeah, just the one innings against KKR. Is it the one where they chased down 200?
I don't think Srishant plays enough.
No. Yeah, it's just 133 innings. Chasing 133. Okay. Srishant.
Is he even
in the minimum 15 or not?
I don't think so.
I don't think he is.
I don't think so. The Ben Stokes is an interesting shout, maybe. I think he's been decent for them. But wasn't his best move for the Pune Super Giants when he was in 2017
yeah,
player
Pune
of
Super
the tournament
Giants.
As well.
Yeah,
batting. Yes,
as
Rob puts
it, he
spammed
his way into multiple contracts on the back of that season.
Yeah, so he's either good or he's like, I think, absolutely bad, I guess. So he has an average of 23, strike rate of 130, which I think even for that time, 2018 to 21, it's not very impressive on either front. And with the ball, he takes 16 wickets, economy of 9.42. Yeah, dude, I don't think that's enough.
He's gone for a few, yeah.
I was thinking about this. Did Jadeja get into this team?
Yeah, even I was thinking about that, dude.
Yeah.
I wanted to. Like, for me, it was either going to be Jaddu or Ashwin. But no, I don't think Jaddu makes it. He doesn't
strike
ball
rate
enough.
Strike of 117. Or, with the ball also.
Yeah, he was the bits and pieces player for them, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Just six wickets for them. Yeah. Not even one over a game. Not even one over a game. Strike rate of 116. I think makes sense to not pick him.
Yeah.
Do you guys know Robbie also played for them in one of the seasons?
Yes, I was looking for
Robbie's name. I couldn't find it. I think he doesn't fit the criteria.
I think it's just one season, isn't it? How about Sebastian? Rahul Sebastian.
Yeah, I thought about him, bro. I thought about
one innings. Rob would have picked him for sure, wouldn't he?
Yeah, Rob would have 100%. You're right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a
shout out to Rahul Dravid. Shout out to Rahul Dravid. Again, he played a much bigger part of the field than he did on the field for Rajasthan.
Yeah, I think that's fair. If we look at his number, what is his true average and strike rate?
For Rahul Dravid.
-1.75 Par, he's about par. So he's actually not that bad for Rajasthan Royals. Like, he's not striking really slow.
Yes.
Yeah, well, how about compared to Kallis as a T20 batter, who would you rather pick?
I'd pick Dravid over Kallis.
Probably Dravid, right? I think Dravid yeah. had that higher gear at times. Yeah, as a batter.
As a batter, I pick Dravid, yes.
Yeah, as a batter, 100%.
Yeah. I know with that all-rounder that Kallis's bowling comes in, and
yeah,
I actually remember seeing the stat where I think today only I saw the stat where Kallis was actually pretty high up for matches per player of the match, some metric like that. Mm. So obviously, I think because he has that thing where he can take wickets or score runs. So wickets, even yeah. though his stats are not the prettiest, he has got a few.
Yeah, but
of those
the issue with old player of the matches is if Kallis took 2 for 25 and 50 or 48, they'd give him the player of the match.
Yeah, but what if that 50 or 48 is chasing in like a small room? It could be anything, dude. Like,
don't do this. No, don't try on this. All right.
I'm just saying.
He was horrible at T20 cricket as a batter. As a bowler, I don't mind him.
You don't want to challenge your beliefs. I'm not saying he was a good batter, dude, obviously. I'm not. I am way too intent-filled now.
Again, that's why I will say this, right? Letting Manvinder Bisla and Jack Kallis chase 192 in your home ground is worse than getting banned. As a CSK fan.
And we have another team.
That has to be the lowest of low points. That is worse than finishing last in 2025.
Varun, you have another friend here who also knows how it feels to get banned. So you guys can bond over that.
We're banned bros.
Been there.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
2 years in the wild.
Who did you even support? Sean for those
Dude, nobody. I gave up. I stopped watching the IPL for a couple of seasons. Yeah, I was distraught.
It was so hard to support Pune because it was just Dhoni with Rajasthan Royal players.
Yeah, yeah.
Gujarat Lions was CSK
just such
without
a bad
Dhoni,
mix
so.
And match. Like Gujarat Lions.
Yeah.
Gujarat was an interesting team, bro. To be honest, yeah. That 2016 season.
Even both teams, right? They were both of them were good, very good in one season, and dog shit in the other.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. 17 Pune were also good.
But
yeah.
some interesting they, players also came right out from there, right? I think Tripathi goes on to have a good time in those couple of seasons.
Yeah, Chaha was for
he
Pune,
gets spotted. Yeah, Chahal. Yeah.
Ishan plays for Gujarat.
Yeah, that's right. Ishan plays for Gujarat. Yeah. You have Dinda.
Ishan, 2016.
I think he plays Pune.
Correct.
Dinda plays Pune.
Dinda's for Pune. Yeah. Dinda's
yeah. Pune, Dinda plays for Pune.
And you had guys like Basil Thumpe who played for Gujarat. I want to say.
Yeah.
He did.
Washington plays for Pune.
That's right.
Yeah, Washi for Pune. That's a good one.
I think that might be the only full season Washington ever plays in the IPL. Ever see, like he's almost gets picked from the moment he gets picked. He plays almost every game, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And he would have been what 16, 17 at the time. He was not. Yeah, like he was very young at that time. Yeah.
And I think
Dhoni actually used him pretty well too. Didn't he make him bowl? But actually, Smith was the captain, and so Varun at the moment is very anti Dhoni captaincy filled as well, guys, for multiple reasons that you will soon
see. T20 and cricket, yes. IPL, I'm fine with Dhoni's captaincy.
Yeah, IPL, it makes sense. What were we saying today, Varun, in the group that that Goenka saw something that we didn't?
Smart man.
Oh, never this mind. Is a good shout. Unknown Nobody says Shivil Kaushik. That's a really good shout.
yeah, Shivil Kaushik was also there, dude. Didn't Kohli hit him for 30 in one over?
Yeah. Wait, yeah, it was Kohli?
Yeah, he hit him for 30, bro. Oh. Absolutely took him down everywhere.
Yes. The game. Yes.
There is actually another very interesting game against the Gujarat Lions, if you guys remember. That's where Samson and Pant for Delhi, they have a really good game. And I think Raina was the opposition captain who... Raina has had some impact for Pant's career, has he not?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think I believe he has helped him along the way. And now UV is helping him. So let's hope his T20 batting comes along.
I'll be surprised. I mean, let's see. Let's see what happens in the IPL.
Let's see. Yeah.
If Pant of the initial IPLs comes back, that's
we all need that.
Something to watch. Yeah.
Exactly. All right then. Right, guys. I think we've had enough. We've talked about Rajasthan Royals and a bunch of random things. I think we can exit the show on this note, and tomorrow we'll see you guys. We'll have Ashwin tomorrow in place of Pratib, and we'll do the CSK all-time 11, all-time 12, and that will be an interesting one because we'll have two CSK fans. Is Ashwin a CSK fan, or do they call him a CSK fan? Because Varun is one CSK fan.
They call him a CSK fan. He says he's a neutral, but I do think he's a CSK fan. Yeah. Watch out. We'll get up for the picks, maybe. Yeah.
All right.
No, I'm a CSK fan, unfortunately.
I will be interested to see Varun's first pick as well in CSK. So,
thankfully, I'm not taking the first pick, so I'm good.
It is Ashwin, I believe, right? Guys, we'll see you all tomorrow, and hope you all had a good time. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Ruckshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.